Previously on Buffy Between the Line.
She's
dead, Willow.
I saved you, Buffy. I did, but it was a dream, and you fell, and again, and again, and... I saved you.
I don't know anything. She could be anywhere right now, and I can't talk to her, Tara. I can't ask her anymore.
I know, baby. I know.
Well, someone needs to say something.
How about, thanks for ruining our lives forever?
Dawn.
No.
Dawn, are you okay? We were kind of worried about you.
I'm fine. What's going on?
We saw Doc. He's still alive, and he's not too happy about us dispatching Glory.
We've done this so many times with Buffy. Without Buffy, we're gonna all die horrible deaths.
Ooh, fresh blood. You'll all pay for your part in killing the beautiful Glorificus.
Curse this dark cemetery. I can't see a thing.
Do you hear that?
Oh, no.
What is that?
Buffy, if you can hear me, wherever you are, I thought I could help you. We tried. We really did. But we'll take care of Sunnydale and Dawn. And we're gonna be okay. We'll all be okay.
And now, on to Buffy Between the Lines Episode 2, Requiem for a Demon.
Well, that sucked. Whatever. Good enough for now. Ugh, all right. Mozart Requiem, you are mine. What the... Hello? Stupid frat boys, probably screwing a sorority girl in a practice room, morons. Oh, it's just you. You scared the bejesus out of me. Why didn't you knock? My God! What are you? Someone help!
We'll be right back.
Buffy Between the Lines will be back after this brief message.
There's a game going on and you're invited. Join Don, Derek and Jeremiah when they go out of character every week. Or sneak a peek into the lives of your favorite game designers on Inside Track. Hear Pulp Gamer cast judgment. The best games and the worst games are now subject to the King's Court. Get your gaming fix at pulpgamer.com. That's P-U-L-P. Gamer.com. Because sometimes you only have yourself to play with.
Welcome back to Buffy Between the Lines.
Behold, the magic box.
We should tell them, Xander.
How many times do I have to go over it? Now is totally not the time to announce our engagement on.
Why not? Buffy is buried. Worms are eating her flesh.
Anya.
I will never understand the human taboos concerning death. Someday we'll all be eaten by worms, you know.
Hey, Willow.
Hey.
And Tara.
Hello.
Willow, have you seen my copy of the Book of the Dead?
Over here, Giles. By the Akkadian Codex.
Ah. How on earth did that get over here? Insufferable, the things I must put up with, everything's misplaced.
Hey, what do you need the Book of the Dead for? Isn't that the thing Evie used to kill Imhotep?
That's the Book of Amun-Ra, which isn't real. The Book of the Dead raised Imhotep, and let's not forget Rick O'Connell was hot.
Wills? Still gay?
Doesn't mean I can't look.
What are you... The Book of the Dead doesn't raise anyone from the grave. It's used to send the souls to the afterlife.
Dead people. Yay!
Since the conversation has moved on to dead people, where's the Buffy bot?
Anya, honey, remember our discussion about appropriate segues?
Anything involving death, orgasms, or bodily fluids is generally bad.
Ahem. I've got her head back on.
I guess that's a good thing.
So, I was thinking...
Uh-oh.
When Buffy died the first time, she called Kendra. And when Kendra died, well, why isn't another Faith running around?
Well, Xander, as far as we can tell, Buffy took herself out of the line of Slayers when she died in the Master's Lair.
Faith would have to die before another Slayer was called.
Exactly.
But why was Buffy left, you know, why didn't Kendra become a Slayer and Buffy could be, I don't know, normal?
I don't know, Xander. There are theories. A Watcher team in Los Angeles...
Los Angeles! Home of the Dodgers! Movies! And a broody vampire who...
Oh, dear.
Someone has to tell him. Angel deserves to know about...
Oh, that
Buffy.
Phone call's gonna suck.
Someone should go. I mean, I wouldn't want to hear the news over the phone.
Can't go. Work. I hate him, remember?
There's monkeys on TV tonight.
I still have quite a few loose ends, paperwork, and lease problems.
Oh, Tara and I can go. We'll make it a snuggle fun road trip. Or about as much fun as a road trip can be when telling people bad news.
I can't.
Why?
My last two full days of practice for the choir trip. I'll be busy almost all day.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa, choir? You never told us. You're the new bearer of the Dork Baton. I knight you Dame Dork of Dorkshire upon nerddom.
She's great. You should hear her sing.
It's nothing, really.
Does this have anything to do with that insect reflection thing?
You go, Willow. Take one for the team.
I'll call you after practice, hon.
Hi, Tara.
Hi, Kelly. How are...
It's officially the worst day ever.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Look, I'm sorry to ask you this, but my roommate is having this big party tonight, and I was solo tonight. My hate getting ready around my roommate. I'll just make me all nervous, and I'll screw up. So can I come to you after practice tomorrow to get ready?
Well...
Please? I'll bring brownies or candy or something. I just can't take my roomie right now.
I don't see why not, but Willow and I have been spending a lot of time over at Buffy's house. You know, since her mom died.
Oh, even better. I love getting off campus. Thank you. I owe you one.
It's no problem, really.
Oh, T-Bird just walked in. I gotta go do something. Be right back.
Okay.
Oh my god, Tara, get over here. You will not believe this.
What happened, Candace? Are you okay?
I'm fine, but they found Helen in the practice room last night. Dead.
Dead? How?
The cops won't say anything, but I heard suicide.
Suicide? Why would Helen...
Commit suicide? I know! She had half the solos. No way she'd commit suicide voluntarily.
Oh, I mean...
I know. And you know Sarah's gonna get all her solos. Maybe Sarah did it. Come to think of it, she was in the rehearsal rooms last night.
Candace!
She has the motive and the means. All we need is the how.
I think you watched too much Matlock as a kid.
Come on! It's not like anyone really liked Helen. Don't you think it's weird, though?
What?
That'll be the third soloist who disappeared. But then, this is Sunnydale. Weird things happen. You know, not too long ago, I was driving down the freeway, and I saw these guys on horses, all dressed up in armor, trying to kill an RV with their swords.
Good afternoon, girls.
Dr. Teufelsberg.
Oh, you nearly gave me a heart attack.
Sorry about that. You ladies ready for the concert tomorrow?
Yes, sir.
Good.
Dr. Teufelsberg!
If you'll excuse me.
Well, time for practice.
Wait, can you cover for me? I need to go do something.
Oh, you're going to pull a Jessica Fletcher, aren't you? I want to come with.
No, I really wasn't. I mean...
Come on. I think she's in the West practice rooms.
Hello? Angel? Cordelia? Anyone here? Maybe I should have called first. Yeah. Calm down, Will. Just a big, scary, empty hotel. Why did it have to be an old hotel? Couldn't it have been some warm, cozy crypt in a cemetery? Not so many scary noises, and there'd certainly be less places for things to jump out of the closet. I guess I'll just have a seat on this nice comfy couch here and wait. Okay, couch. Got any good stories? I get the feeling we got plenty of time. It being daylight and all.
I think this is it.
This is a bad idea. Maybe we should go back.
It'll be okay, Voo-Voo. The ranger will like this. Oh, hey, police tape.
Shh. I think the police are in there.
God, that's nasty.
You're telling me. Look at the damage. The entire upper portion of her trachea is just gone.
Trachea?
Windpipe, idiot.
I'm a cop, not a doctor. Are those knife marks?
Claws, I think.
So, we have a mauling, a missing trachea, and a good old-fashioned beating?
Black market organ trade?
Probably gangs on PCP participating in the illegal organ trade to Latvia.
Holy...
What was that?
We've been had. Run!
Can I say it? I want to say it. There's no place like... Willow.
What?
It's Buffy.
Giles, can I talk to you?
Oh, Tara. Sorry, I didn't see you come in. I was just organizing some things. What is it?
Someone's killing people in the choir. Helen, this is the third person who's died in the past 2 weeks.
Is there evidence of a demonic presence?
Oh, that's what happened to the Beezor. Somebody put it with the goat mushrooms. That's one thing Harry Potter got right. Beezors are very useful things.
Yes, if you want to raise a fire-breathing demon that likes strawberry rhubarb pie. Anya, shouldn't you be stocking the storeroom?
Oh, no. Our arrangement is that I handle the money and you handle the storeroom.
Oh, why, thank you, Anya. I had forgotten your arrangement. As I was saying, Tara, was the neck torn out in a vampiric manner or some other way?
I don't know, but the policing two girls stopped for it to just be a vampire.
Ah, drat. I really need to see it to give any real advice. If only we could get our hands on the autopsy report, we could be sure. If Willow was here...
Yeah, I had the same thought, but...
I can get the report.
Do I even want to know?
Not really. Give me the rest of the day off. I'll have it by tonight.
Fine. You have the day off. Go.
Yay!
That was...
Oh, and I still get paid today, right?
Yes, Anya. Just... go.
Predictable.
Fat? Cordelia Chase, I'll have you know...
Shh! I'm trying to listen to what they're saying. I bet we missed all the good parts since we had to get Fred up to bed.
What do you think happened?
I don't know. It must be big for old boyfriend Sealer to come down and look all puppy-eyed.
Oh, I...
Were you guys listening at the door? Very mature.
Well, not really. First we took Fred to her new room. Then we said goodnight to Gunn. He wanted to just check on his truck and see some friends. He said to page him if something happens. Then Wesley was coughing, and it's a thick door.
Cordy, call Gunn and let him know I'm leaving town. Indefinitely.
Okay. You're what?
It's Buffy.
Oh, what does the great Buffy need you for now? Is there trouble she can't get out of without tall, dark, and broody? She fall into a grave and can't get up?
She's dead, Cordelia.
Oh, I'm sorry. But it figures you'd only visit when it's dire. Did you know your eyes look black? I recommend a better eyeshadow.
Well, Buffy was a Slayer. A Slayer's lifespan is notorious for not being that long.
Wesley!
Gee, Wes, can you be more sensitive about it? Buffy!
I'm gonna go and pack. Call Gunn. I'm leaving soon.
Out of respect for Helen, I'm going to cut the Lacrimosa from tomorrow's program. It doesn't feel right to me to just assign a new person to it. However, Sarah, you'll be doing her part of El Capro. We've worked too hard on that piece to just cut it. Hey folks, this isn't a democracy. I made the call. Call time 6:30, concert at 7:30.
Tara.
It's concert dress.
Tara!
And just in what? Case Cameron forgot.
Sarah looks pleased with her promotion, doesn't
dress,
she, Tara?
Black dress shoes
a little.
For women.
She wanted that men, solo.
And I mean dress
Shh.
Shoes.
Well, it's not like it's a secret.
Sneaker,
Candace!
You have something to add, Miss McClay?
No, sir.
Good. Okay. Pull out the Salvatore Mundi. Watch your tempo and vowel concepts, and for goodness sake, guys, come in on the right part. If you miss that tritone on page 7 again, I'm going to throw something at you.
There you are. I just got off the phone with Gunn. He says you should take off to Vegas, get in some fake Elvis, do some gambling, and get all out wasted.
Wasted?
I told him a wasted vampire probably wasn't the best thing to have.
I wanted to give you this, too, Angel, before you left. It's a charm I told you about. If you want to visit Buffy's grave sometime.
Thanks. Guys, I...
Go. We'll take care of things here.
Yes, of course. As your employer, I assure you that everything will be handled brilliantly. What's the worst that could happen?
Still hadn't learned, has he?
Pizza!
Did you get anchovies?
Of course. Only the best for the Donster.
Please, tell me you got something besides anchovies.
One vegetarian surprise, one half sausage, half anchovies, and one Hawaiian.
Where's the cheese pizza?
No one here eats just cheese, Donnie.
Oh, right. That was Buffy's.
Don, why don't you put the pizzas in the oven till everyone gets here?
Okay.
How's she doing?
Some days, she's just fine. Others.
Yeah, I get that. Hey, where's Bleach Brain?
Spike went out for the evening.
You make it sound like he went dancing or something.
Xander.
Anyway, why the Scooby meeting?
Something's eating the sopranos in my choir.
Huh? Who'd have thought music would be dangerous? Except for maybe one of those tubas you climb into falling on your head. I mean, ow!
Sousaphone.
Gesundheit?
A tuba you climb into. It's called a sousaphone.
I got it. Hey, Giles.
Xander?
Hey, what'd you do with my girlfriend? I thought she was coming with you.
No, Anya is otherwise engaged. She should be here shortly.
Hi, Giles. Pizza's in the kitchen. Let me help you with those books.
Thank you, Tara.
Oh, yeah, let me get a few of those.
Thank you, Xander.
Do you think Angel is going to be okay?
Who knows? It's a big brood thing when it comes to Buffy.
Angel said if we needed to contact him, we should get in touch with the Furies.
The Furies? As in the Furies? I've read about them.
Lorne can reach them, so we'll get it worked out.
Lorne? Yeah, he runs a karaoke bar. It's this big thing you sing, set you on your path. You would never believe the kinds of songs Angel sings, like Britney Spears.
Willow, it's late. I wouldn't want you driving back to Sunnydale this time of night. Will you stay?
It is late. I'd rather be getting home, but it's probably wiser to stay in. Can I make a call home?
Oh, certainly. Use my office. Cordelia will show you a room. It's not like we don't have any.
I'd better check on Fred, too. Explain about Angel.
There seems to be a lot of explaining going around these days.
The music library will be closing in 15 minutes. Again, we'll be closing in 15 minutes. Please bring your books to the front and go home.
Hey, Michelle! Did you manage to figure out that theory assignment Dr. Snelling gave us? It looked evil.
Oh, hey, Jackie. It was all right. Those secondary dominants were kind of tricky, especially the way he has you doing them.
Oh, great. Looks like I'm not getting any sleep tonight. You think it'll be on the final?
You know Snelling. Good luck, it's not too bad.
God, I hate theory. See you tomorrow.
Be safe walking to the dorms. I heard there was a mugger on campus.
I'll be fine. See you at practice.
Night.
I hate campus at night. Oh, no, no! Ah! Help me! Help!
Buffy Between the Lines will be back after this brief message.
You know what kind of stuff stresses me out? Like getting a haircut.
Yeah, I know.
You know what kind of stuff stresses me out? You know what kind of stuff stresses me out?
Yeah, right.
He's a neocon slacker.
The ancient art of gang rape.
Tell my father happy birthday.
I'm not a lesbian, Brian.
Huh?
Yeah, right.
I'm not like some sideshow freak.
Apologize, woman.
No, fat ass.
I'm going. Tell my father happy birthday.
She's a feminazi British wannabe.
I appreciate the fun bag. Yeah, right.
Tell my father happy birthday.
Well, now I think you're a lesbian.
Yeah, right. Maybe we'll do something that makes us happy.
It's the Chrissy and Brian show.
Yeah, right.
I feel gay.
ChrissyandBrianShow.com.
Yeah, right.
And here I am, I'm typing. Wait, super, wait. Cow, wait, cowlin, wait, 1 second, I'm up to I.
Time.
Wait.
Oh, Brian.
I can't even read this.
Yes.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Oh, my God.
Welcome back to Buffy Between the Lines.
Whatever this demon is, it's very strong. The entire trachea has been ripped out. The epiglottis, hyoid bone, the vocal folds, everything is just gone.
What was all that stuff?
Everything behind your Adam's apple and the thing that connects your lungs to your nose. This one time, there's this woman who summoned me because her husband never stopped talking to his ex-girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, I knew that. Talk about shutting someone up. I mean, ack!
Is there a demon that targets singers? I mean, it can't be coincidence that something is ripping out their throats.
Ooh, it could be a sociopath. They like to kill things.
This is far too strong to be human. According to the reports, the trachea was ripped, not cut.
Can I just say again, ow?
What about an Aota demon? They really like all sorts of music. I once knew this one that really liked Jimi Hendrix. He'd go to his concerts. And did you know that Jimi Hendrix is not really dead? Gerald finally managed
to get him. I don't think so. 80s love music. They don't kill musicians.
Right, I forgot about that. They just abduct them for their own carnal pleasures.
More than likely, it's a hypate.
But a hypate needs a human host.
Human? Someone is helping this?
A hypate demon will bring its human host great success in the arts, but at a tremendous price.
I don't like this. What kind of price?
It feeds on creative energy. It must ingest whatever is responsible for that particular creative gift.
I feel like I'm asking all the stupid questions, but what exactly does it eat?
If it was summoned by a painter, it would eat the hands. By a dancer, it would eat the feet. Sometimes they eat hearts, too. Something about creativity coming from the heart.
And a singer?
The voice.
Hello. Hi, sweetie. Don't worry, I'd stay the night, too. I'll take care of things. Of course, I'll change Miss Kitty's litter. I always do. Night, Willow.
She's spending the night?
Yeah. Hello? Candace, it's 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, sorry. Look, I have some bad news. Jackie was found dead outside the music building last night.
What? Jackie? How?
The police say it was a mugging. Her throat was all screwed up.
Oh, no. Look, Candace, I need to go. I'll talk to you later. Don? Is Spike back yet?
I think he just got in.
Okay. Good. You stay at the house.
What happened?
I think our demon got another victim.
Now he'll be all broody again when he comes back.
Cordelia? Now you're throwing pillows at me. It isn't my fault Buffy died. I wasn't even in this dimension. Did you get enough sleep?
Wesley, that isn't what I meant. I just meant, well, Angel was happy. And now he won't be. Which will trickle down on us, which means we won't be happy. I wish Gru were here. He'd understand. And I really hate being unhappy.
Well, you do have a point there.
I wouldn't have believed it if I hadn't seen it, Wes. But I think you have some books Giles doesn't.
I would suppose I do. If there's anything you want to take, let me know.
Thanks. Keeping up with the Hellmouth without Buffy. What in the Nine Elves was that?
I'm not sure. We need to go and check on...
Ow! Ow! Ow!
Cordelia, what's wrong?
Vision. Small creature. Lots of legs. Colorful. Running toward... Oh, God. It's going for Fred.
Buffy Between the Lines will be back after this brief message.
Listen to the Gadget Boys podcast weekly to hear our take on the latest in tech news. Every week, Jason and Eric will bring you gadget and DVD reviews, the free file of the week, listener feedback, and tons of website reviews. Feel like one of the boys and keep yourself informed. It's the Gadget Boys podcast with Jason and Eric. Visit www.gadgetboys.net. That's www.gadgetboys.net.
Welcome back to Buffy Between the Lines.
Sorry I'm late. I called Willow before I left. She won't be back till later tonight. Some sort of demons attacking the hotel.
That doesn't sound good. It's like an epidemic.
Here's what I got off the internet, Giles. Looks like the same thing as before.
We are going to catch this thing, aren't we? It might start killing creative witches or something that would be bad for business.
All the evidence and research so far points to a Hypate.
Well, if the Hypate has to possess someone, who's our pod person?
Someone desperate enough to summon a demon to get ahead.
Well, that really narrows it down. Do we have a pattern? Patterns are good.
Tara?
Three of the girls were sopranos. Only this last one was an alto. Wait a second. Thank the goddess I took a program yesterday. I almost have something. I think it's... Yes! I think I know who did it.
Who?
Maybe the first soprano, Sarah Bertrand.
Why this particular...
Look at this program. It was made before any of the murders, see? Sarah was the understudy for Helen.
The understudy was just killed this morning.
Wait, you said it was a soprano solo, but she killed an alto this morning?
She was a high alto. It was a lower soprano part. But to have all three solos by tonight, she has to kill the last soloist, Kelly.
What? Was that Earth logic?
It's gotta be Sarah.
Sarah did it, and Kelly's next victim. Sounds good to me. Can you all get out of my store now?
We need to protect the victim and keep an eye on this Sarah.
Well, we have one last long practice today, then we're off till the concert. I can watch Kelly. She's coming home with me to get ready.
Then that leaves Sarah.
Oh, come on. It's my day off. I was gonna... Don't glare at me like that. Fine.
Fred. When we went to Pylea, where we just got back from, well, a nerd like you who got lost for a while.
There's a thing in here. Very cute, but bad.
Fred, be careful.
Fred, I think you're going to want to back away slowly and toward us.
It bit me, and I'm bleeding. Did you see all those teeth? Cave or room? It doesn't matter. I'm not safe. I'm not safe. Safe. Safe.
Where did it go?
There. Get it.
Where's the handsome prince? The one who will save me.
Damn, it's gone. Somewhere else in the hotel. If it gets loose on the street, there's no telling what it will do.
Maybe we can track it. With a locating spell. But I need someone else to help me with...
Fred, it's going to be all right, see? I'll get this bandaged up and take care of it. We don't need Angel now, do we? Okay, Wes! What the hell was that thing? And why did he go for Fred?
I don't know. This needs proper research, and we really don't have a lot of time to do that.
A barrier spell.
A what?
Barrier.
I did one while we were running from glory. Never mind. I need to find my spellbook. I think it's downstairs. I'll trap the demon in here with us. At least save L.A. from his...
Good plan. Willow, you're with me. Cordelia, Fred, come to the main room. We're safer as a group.
I forgot how well-stocked Angel was with the weapons. Nice axe, Wesley.
Let's go.
Well, that was a waste.
Nothing.
Nada. Zip. Zilch. She just went back to her dorm. I could see her from that one oak tree.
Well, did anything happen?
I fell out of that one oak tree.
Did anything happen with Sarah?
Oh, she just did something on the computer and got dressed.
Did she leave the room?
Yeah, I think she went down to the bathroom or something. She was only gone for about 5 minutes.
Long enough to get spell ingredients from a hiding place, perhaps.
Well, she was really boring.
I do wish your news had been better. I did some more research on this demon.
With my help.
Yes, Anya. And apparently, as they eat the creativity, they take their true form.
Which is?
Here, page 127.
It's a 6-foot puce Barney with cat ears?
And sharp teeth, and poisonous claws, and a big club for a tail.
Wait, but I thought you said it possessed people. How the hell does something that looks like the Sesame Street and Friday the 13th love child possess people?
Yes. After a person summons it the fifth time to take creativity, it...
takes over the body and turns it into that permanently. It's a good thing we only have 4 victims.
Dear God.
I'll call Tara.
Hello? Oh, hey, what's... Oh, no. You'd better be kidding. I will not. Xander, I can't just... Yeah, I'll do it. You better be there at 6:30. That's my call time. Just ask Giles what a call time is, Xander. I have to go drug a friend.
What was that about?
Nothing.
Tara!
Really, Dawn, it's nothing you need to worry about. There it is.
You're taking out the emergency magic kit, Tara. Why are you taking out the emergency magic kit?
No reason.
Come on, Tara, don't lie. You suck at lying.
I'm sorry, Dawn. I'm just not myself. We think something's gonna try to kill Kelly tonight, and I have to keep her from going to the concert.
Ooh, do the soap beans potion. That's a fun one.
That's what I was planning on. Wait, how did you know about soap beans?
Willow gave me a book when... well, before. I read about it there.
Here, why don't you take it up to her?
Okay, awesome.
I just drugged a friend. Goddess, forgive me. I can't do this. I can't be in charge. Giles let me take the lead. He never lets me take the lead. I can't do this. I just can't.
Tara, Kelly fell in the bathtub.
All right, I can do this. I can do this. Willow, I wish you'd come home. Be right up!
Maybe we should call Lorne. If it's from his dimension, he might know what it is.
No, I think I might be on to something. Though it's times like these I wish Giles was here. He's a walking encyclopedia of evilness.
Well, he and I were trained by the Watcher's Council. I might not be Giles, but I do believe I can figure out...
Here it is! It's his Lamper. See, there's even a picture. Says here that it's a dimension traveler. Since you guys came back from Pylea, it hitched a ride, like on your magical signature as you passed through the dimensions, which is why it came a little bit after you did.
Of course. Why didn't I think of that?
Wes, I think I know how to get rid of the demon. I did a spell a while back to teleport a troll god away from us. We could do the same thing with this guy, send him back where he came from.
Willow, if you're up to magic of that level...
Oh, I am. Ready, that is. I've been studying a lot lately, and before Buffy died, she...
I'll start to assemble the supplies you need. Do you have a list?
Mm-hmm.
Tara! Get over here! Tara! How are you doing, Tara?
Fine. I thought I was going to be late.
Yeah, no one knows where Tuffelsberg ran off to.
That's...
odd? Yeah, he's been acting really weird lately. At least everyone's here, except Sarah, Kelly, and Robert. Oh my god, where's Kelly?
Oh, she's sick. I forgot something. In the car. Be right back.
Okay. Wait! Tara! You don't have a car! Cordelia, you're gonna have to lure the demon in here.
Why do I always get the icky jobs?
Cordelia, we really don't have time to argue.
Fine. I'm going. Don't get your power cord in a knot. I'm just not going unarmed. My favorite crossbow. Boxy but good. I'll see if I can lure the little bugger in here.
Well, Wesley,
right, baby.
I'm very impressed with the amount of supplies you have on hand.
Lorne brought a couple of items over. The only thing I couldn't find was Sipes, but I have substituted paprika for it before.
This spell isn't exactly the one I used before, so I'll need some of your energy to balance it. It's a bit on the darker side of the arts.
Hey, Skittles! Come bite me!
Apparently, Cordelia is still good with the subtle.
Perhaps too good.
Vide, hey hi pate mundan anacante, vide, hey hi pate mundan anacante.
I think only Xander has worse Latin, Anya.
It's just something I picked up in Italy in the 1300s. I felt like singing with all this choir stuff. We are in a music school, after all.
Where's Tara? She said she'd meet us here.
Sarah's gone, and I think she has a victim.
You said you drugged Kelly.
I did.
Sarah must have chosen another victim.
Yeah, Robert.
Who?
Robert, the best tenor in the choir.
Well, crap.
We need to check all studios upstairs. Those are the only places private enough to do a ritual.
Xander, Anya, upstairs. We'll start from the other staircase.
Okay.
Gotcha.
How are we supposed to...
No idea. I hit it with a sousaphone.
Gesundheit.
I think Xander and Anya found it.
Okay, I've got it in here. Now get it.
To this spot you came, and from this spot you go, never to return. I command thee, leave this dimension. Leave this dimension. I command you to leave. Whoa. The room's spinning. Is it gone?
It's gone. We did it. Well, Willow did it.
Willow, are you okay? Black is so not your color.
I'm fine, really. Just a head rush. Wow.
Is it gone?
Yes, it's gone. You're safe again. All without your princey prince.
Right. Good. I'll be in my room.
Like that's a surprise. I'd be surprised if we ever got her out of there now.
Probably just as well. We can't look after her all the time.
We should probably patrol around the hotel, make sure there aren't any more surprises you brought back with you. Then I should really be headed back. Hi, Robert. Where were you?
I ran out of gas on the way here.
Well, join in the song.
The studios are down that way.
Oh, good lord.
Run! It's Barney!
Sarah! Sarah, stop this!
It's not Sarah. Run!
Xander, the fire doors!
This isn't gonna work. They aren't strong enough. It's you!
The classroom, over there. Hurry!
Giles, help me prop the door. Okay, that's odd.
Perhaps it's gone off in search of easier prey.
Nope, still out there.
What is that? Who are you people? Where the hell am I? What's going on? I'm gonna scream.
Will someone please shut her up?
Anya!
It's just a music book. She won't be out long.
Anya, honey, not the time to hum. The door's not gonna take much more of this, Giles. Come on, Watcher Man.
I'm thinking. Anya, what was that song again?
Vide hypote munda cantante. It's just a stupid song I picked up in the 1600s.
It's my Nopi. Give me that history book.
Not the time to go history dork on us, Giles!
Ah, yes, I knew it. Music in ancient times was divided by philosophers into three sections. Musica universalis, musica humana, musica instrumentalis.
So what does that have to do with my rhyme?
Sometimes, musica universalis was known as musica mundana.
Just like on your rhyme.
Would you stop that, Barney?
Musica mundana was the music of the seers, the heavens, the planets, orbits, stars, mathematics.
Not much help, Giles.
I think I know what I need to do. Keep holding it.
Like we could do anything else.
Heavens above me, earth below me, heed my call. Let me seek thy simple music all. Heavens above me, earth below me, heed
my call. That's great. The door's going.
Whatever she's doing, I hope she's hurrying.
Heavens above me, earth below me, heed my call. Let me seek.
She's drawing the power from the earth.
Heavens above me, earth below me, heed my call. Let me seek thy simple music all. Heavens above me, earth below me, heed my call. Let me seek thy simple.
It's working. Keep going.
Heavens
it's
above
leaving
me,
the body.
Below, let me seek that simple music all. Heavens above me, earth below me, heed my call. Let me seek that simple music all. Wow. Now who? It's Teufelsberg.
The conductor?
Quickly, tie him up, Xander, before he regains consciousness.
Done. He's coming around.
Where am I? Oh. God, it.
Dear God, man. Do you have any idea what you summoned? Why?
Have you heard us? We could use all the help we could get. Huh.
So you summoned a demon and killed your own students.
The book didn't say anything about needing sacrifices. I mean...
Of course the book didn't say anything. You probably used Macaque's Codex.
So much for the choir tour.
Why, Dr. Teufelsberg? We all... There are people in this choir who'd follow you to hell.
I
need to go.
Tara,
give her space.
Tara, are you alright? I can stay the night here at Buffy's if you want, at least till Wills gets home.
No, it's alright. I really like Dr. Teufelsberg. Everyone did.
Yeah. And then he turns out to be Mr. Evil Barney of Doom.
Hello? Oh, hi, Candace. He did what? Wow, that's... okay, see you later, Candace.
Tara, what's wrong?
Teufelsberg was found dead in his office.
Did they say of what?
He hung himself, supposedly.
Wow. Was that...
the demon taking his last creative sacrifice, or did he commit suicide? I really don't know. He was charismatic, witty, and great at his job. Also a jerk, but if he'd...
been a girl, you'd have a serious crush.
Yeah.
Come here. It's time for a Xander hug. I'll wait with you till Wills gets home too, okay?
You don't have to. I mean... Okay.
Sunnydale. Home, sweet home.
This episode was produced by Tabitha Grace Smith and Kim Butler. Our editors were Clay Robinson, Paula, Tabitha, and Kim. Original music for this episode by Austin Wintery. Visit the artist at austinwintery.com. Theme song for Buffy Between the Lines by the band Beatnik Turtle. Visit them at beatnikturtle.com. Theme song for Javert is Overload, also by the band Beatnik Turtle. Music for the LA scenes, California Blonde by Joe Sebo. End credit music is Stark Love by the band Mercy Machine, brought to you by Magnatune.com. Visit the band's website at mercymachine.com. Additional music credits can be found at our website, www.buffybetweenthelines.com. Special thanks to our beta readers, Trish, Gwen Blair, Anunette, Laura TD, Ima Mezzo, and Sue. This episode was written by Paula and Gwendolyn Jensen Woodard. Our cast for this episode consists of Gwendolyn Jensen Woodard as the announcer, Mad Scientist as Willow, Cliss as Tara, Brian Brown as Giles, Chris O'Connor as Xander, Tabitha Grace Smith as Anya, Tasha as Dawn, Laura Knott as Candace. Also starring Larissa Mihovich as Helen, Ray Purdom, a.k.a. Hands of Blue, as Kelly, Paul Tuck as Choir Director Teufelsberg, McQuinn as Mia, Valerie as Officer Val, Patrick Gerard as Officer Ken, Carl as Officer Adam, Becky Jarrett as Jackie, Leah as Michelle, Alyssa Hammock as Shona, Eddie as Robert, Jen as Sarah, Clay Robinson as Angel, Bloodcry as Cordelia Chase, David Simon as Wesley Wyndham Price, Leanne as Fred Merkel, Carl as the Clamper Demon, and Paul Mackey as Javert. Sound effects courtesy of the Free Sound Project. For more information, please visit our credits page at www.buffybetweenthelines.com. Additional sound effects were created by Nick Edwards, Rachel Clay, and Kim. All characters from Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Angel are copyrighted by Joss Whedon, Mutant Enemy, Fox, and their respective copyright owners. This podcast is purely for entertainment and parody purposes. Please don't sue us. Buffy Between the Lines is a combined international effort and is not affiliated in any way with Joss Whedon. Stay tuned for our next episode. If you have any questions or comments, you can email us at buffybetweenthelines@gmail.com or you can call our voicemail line at 206-495-6560. Your long-distance charges may apply. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review at iTunes. The writers and producers of this episode would like you to know that sousaphones are not only fun, but also educational. Support your local sousaphone charity today. Bring back the sousaphone in colleges across the world.
The little blue bars are like, woo!
Trouble with the Tribbles. Remember that thing with the Star Trek thing with the things?
My meds wore off. I'm sorry.
When we went to Pylea, where we got back...
Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom. It's the Skype call thing. Hey...